USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter is said to be very close to accept Elon Musk's $43 billion takeover bid as early as today, following a weekend of negotiations.
Is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like? And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.
Ukraine authorities have accused Russian leadership and the military of targeting civilians, claiming mass graves have been found with a massive amount of victims. As Russia has denied the allegations, the International Criminal Court in The Hague will join the investigation. An investigative team was set up by Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan and the prosecutors general of the three countries signed an agreement today. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are keeping a close eye on Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter at any moment. Representative Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado, on Newsmax, speaks out.
Well, I think the most important thing is that Elon Musk is talking about how he wants to make sure that he really introduces free speech to the Twitter platform. We want to make sure that if there is an effort to stop him from taking buying out the Twitter platform, that we understand why. And those records... Conservatives believe that Twitter has discriminated against conservative speech, and we want to make sure that if there is a move, a poison pill or other move to stop Elon Musk from getting Twitter, that we understand that. If it is illegal, then the Judiciary Committee, in its oversight role, needs to expose that when we get control of Congress in January of next year.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Scores of people were killed in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in a border town in southern Nigeria over the weekend. The Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps said in a statement, the fire occurred in an illegal bunkering site situated at the boundary between Rivers State and Imo State, end quote. According to local media reports, emergency response team have counted 109 bodies, while others remain missing. Florida State Representative Blaise Ingoglia told Newsmax that Florida was leveling the playing field by stripping Disney of its special tax district in Orlando, bringing the iconic corporation out of its specially privileged woke world.
The big tech bill, when we drafted that bill, and that was to hold these big tech companies accountable for deplatforming people and silencing free speech online. When we were drafting that bill, Disney came to us and they said, hey, we are very concerned about people making inappropriate or sexualized content comments underneath the stream for our Disney Plus platform. So at the time, it made sense to say, yeah, you know, we want to protect kids, we want to protect parents, we're going to include an exception. But little did we know, now with the leaked videos from Disney, that Disney itself was actually putting sexualized content in their videos. So they're just nothing more than a hypocrite. And now that this has come to light, we're taking that exemption away from them.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.